AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His family says civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson has died. He was 84.
As a young Chicago organizer, Jackson was with Martin Luther King Jr. at Memphis's Lorraine Motel in 1968 as shots rang out.
And then everything changed because life for us has been before and after Martin Luther King.
For decades after King's death, Jackson took over the civil rights movement, speaking out against inequality and violence against Black Americans.
Tonight we're in a war for the soul of America.
Jackson ran for president twice, including in 1988.
The only time that we win is when we come together.
He did not win either race, but the National Civil Rights Museum's Noel Trent says that's not the important part.
He really did lay the groundwork for Barack Obama to be a viable candidate.
And on the eve of Obama's 2009 inauguration,
this is a really mountaintop peak moment for America.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Iran announced the temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz for live-fire military drills. It's a rare show of force coming as its negotiators held another round of indirect talks with the U.S. over its disputed nuclear program. More from the AP's Malak Harb.
In practical terms, this international waterway is the route that's used for Gulf countries to send oil and gas to markets in Asia. 20% of the world's oil passes through it.
A federal judge ruled Immigration and Customs Enforcement cannot re-detain Kilmar Abrego Garcia because a 90-day detention period expired and the government has no viable plan for deporting him. The military says strikes on three alleged drug boats in Latin American waters have left 11 people dead. This is AP News. The long-ago first husband of former First Lady Jill Biden pleaded not guilty
to charges he killed his current wife in Delaware. Officials say 77-year-old William Stevenson remains in custody on $2 million bail. A state grand jury charged him this month with killing 64-year-old Linda Stevenson. Police say she was found unresponsive at their home on December 28th. Stevenson was married to Jill Biden from 1970 to 1975. 2 years later, she married Joe Biden, who was then a senator. I'm Julie Walker.
Peru's Congress voted to remove interim President Jose Jerry from office as he faces corruption allegations. The move triggers a fresh wave of political instability just weeks before the nation's April presidential election. Jerry is under a preliminary investigation into corruption and influence peddling stemming from a series of undisclosed meetings with two Chinese executives. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.